This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027.
Well, for parents everywhere who have ever stepped on a Lego, your worst nightmares are about to become a reality. We've got the first Lego certified store in South Africa set to open in Sandton City in 2 weeks' time. But equally, for all parents who grew up building Lego trains, planes, and everything your imagination could conjure and dream, your childhood fantasies are about to come true. It's one of the most iconic toy brands in the world, and the brainchild behind bringing it to South Africa is Robert Greenstein, the founder of the Great Yellow Brick Company. Love the name, Robert, and from a childhood Lego lover, thank you so much for bringing the iconic brand to Africa. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
And I am really looking forward to building this Lego architecture piece that demonstrates how this is not just a brand for children anymore. It's evolved and has some quite complex ranges out there at the moment. But talk to me about the idea of bringing one of the world's most iconic toy brands to Africa and how you formed the Great Yellow Brick Company.
So, Michael, this started a few years ago. I was like any other young parent in a regular toy store looking at Lego and just felt that the experience wasn't quite there and that there's so much more to it. And when I started delving into a little bit of research into it and coming from a retail background, I just thought, you know, it's such an iconic brand. There's so much story behind it that why am I just looking at a box on a shelf? Why am I not in the Lego environment where I can live, and like we do with every other brand that you walk into in retail stores, and being so iconic with kids, I want more. I wanted more.
And I want more when it comes to Lego as well.
Everyone
does. I'm so excited you're bringing it out here, because it has grown into one of the world's most iconic brands. You look at the brand finance rankings, and I think they have it as one of the most valuable brands in the world, even bigger than the likes of Apple. There's a lot of brand equity there. What does that mean if you're a businessman wanting to partner with a Danish family-owned business to bring this brand into South Africa? How did you achieve that?
So it was a bit daunting at first. Essentially, it entailed a little bit of research. Lego are quite clever. They've got a subsidiary office in the country, and we've all been able to purchase Lego previously. It was very much about an initial conversation about the value that we could bring as a retail organization, and with strong retail backing and background to what a strong brand like Lego requires to get off the ground in its own retail environment, and really showing that we have the understanding to do that.
Now, it's not a kind of master franchise or franchisee relationship. You're doing this under license or with a registration.
Quite right. What's really wonderful about it, and again, it's I keep going back to the point about relationships, is the relationship with Lego has been very much about a partnership. We've used it throughout our discussions with them. We're living the same dream, and we feel very much part of the Lego family. So it's a certification. It's not a franchise. We've been given the rights to the South African market, so within our South African borders. First store, like you mentioned, opening end of this month. And please, you know, hope everything goes very, very well. And we roll out to the rest of South Africa.
Now, that means, I mean, if you're looking at this from a business perspective, the world's largest toy manufacturer, it's also one of the most profitable toy manufacturers, a very healthy margin here. It's a wonderful opportunity for the Great Yellow Brick Company. What are your growth plans from Sandton to conquer the rest of Africa?
World domination would be fun, but I mean, I think from a South African perspective, we see ourselves ideally in all the major centres. So we would love to see the footprint that we're putting into Sandton to be in the Western Cape, to be in KwaZulu-Natal. We feel that in terms of the story we want to bring to South Africa, we want to be quite niche about it. We don't want you to see it in every single place. So I think if everything goes well, a footprint of roughly somewhere between 6-8 stores in major shopping centres, where obviously we can have the major footfall, and that the centre can obviously provide for the size of what we want to do.
Sure, and we're in an omni-channel world at the moment. Excellent. I know Lego has a very strong online presence, so I'm sure you're dovetailing a neat little online strategy into that.
100%. So one of the things, I mean, retail's obviously evolved. Brick and mortar doesn't doesn't survive without online, and online in many respects actually needs brick and mortar. And I mean, I still remember writing my thesis about this going back some 20 years. The reality of it is the two are not just dovetailing, I think they're hand in hand. So we are putting we will have the full online platform along with the stores, and we see the brick and mortar and the online really as one that they'll support. So hopefully technology like a click and collect, so you happen to work in Rivonia Road and you need to buy your kid a birthday gift, or you need to buy, or you're the kid and you need to buy a birthday gift.
I think I'm the kid in this scenario. I've got a 4 and a 1-year-old at home, and I see your family are out in the studio lounge ahead of your dinner plans with your wife. Happy birthday to your Mrs. Greenstein, by the way.
Thank you.
But we are all childish at heart when it comes to Lego. My 4 and 1-year-old love Duplo. So
yes,
it is an experience that almost goes from cradle to grave.
Well, we love it because it is from cradle to grave. I mean, I love looking at the boxes that say 4 to 99, because that is very much it. And when we were doing some training in the UK, our favorite line, speaking to some customers over the counter, was, well, who's the bigger kid here, you or you, dad or son? And there are some terrific sets. I mean, there's sets, I mean, I'm building one at the moment that's a 16 plus set, which is quite a complicated one, and I'm building with my 5-year-old and my 9-year-old, and my 5-year-old is enthralled with it. And I think I'm more enthralled, but it's a wonderful joint experience.
Becomes a bit of a competition, no doubt. Now, talk to me about that experiential environment that you're going to create in store.
Yeah.
Because I know globally, when these stores launch, and there are not many of them globally, under, I think, 150,
That's correct, yes.
But there's usually master builders that come and help build, and there's all sorts of things to look forward to. What are you planning?
So let's start from the basics. You know, you walk into a toy retailer and you see a box on the shelf. But what's the story inside that box? And a lot of the box sets have great stories inside them. Once you've built it, all the little nuances inside the set. In terms of experience, again, you go into a regular retailer and it's like, hey, well, that will cost you X and that will cost you Y, but there should be more to it. So the store itself has got a wonderful build play areas. They've got fantastic, we'll have a fantastic pick a brick zone where you'll be able to walk up to the pods and say, I only want red bricks because I want to build a red heart. Or I want to build Big Ben and I only want brown bricks. So you'll go and just choose those. You can build yourself because we'll have a build a minifigure station, so you can go choose the torso and the body and the accessory, and you can build Primeval, you can build your wife, or you can build yourself, whatever you want to do. There's a lovely augmented reality, if I'm using the right term, area where you'll literally be able to take a box set, hold it up to the screen, and it will demonstrate to you in animation and in 3D what's going on inside that set. So kids absolutely love that, and kids, like I say, of all ages. In fact, it's usually the older kids who love it more.
Carry on. One more, because I'm going to say stop now, because we just don't have any more time. But one more teaser for what we can look forward to.
What have I forgotten? There's so many. I suppose the exclusives, we're going to have the first of any kinds, first launches as well, in line with international. So 1st of August, there's some very, very big product launches coming, and we will be in line with that, whereas usually in South Africa, you have to wait quite some time to get that.
I believe there's James Bond's Aston Martin that's being released into the market as well.
That's the conjecture. We can't say. We haven't been told yet exactly what it is, but watch that space, and we've seen the pictures as well. I'm sure it'll be very cool.
Robert, the company name, for those that don't know, is derived from the Danish phrase "legot," which means play well. So play well and grow well.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Robert Greenstein, founder of the Great Yellow Brick Company, bringing the first ever Lego retail store to Africa in 2 weeks' time.